And it's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. And the Premier League is back, and therefore the Coach Home is back, of course. And we've got three, hope, presumably delighted winners this weekend. And starting with Alan Wares from Albion Roar, who, yes, big cheers from Alan, because only three teams managed to win away this weekend, and Albion one of them, and a really good away win.
It's always nice to get off to a start like that. I've got to sound like a manager now. It's always is nice to get off to a start like that, especially given the start of the match that we had. You know, 1-0 down after, what was it, 100 seconds, after James Tarkowski decided to use Neil Morpay as a battering ram to get through. I mean, it was a bit of a mismatch, but yeah, could have been given, or not given, but I, on balance, I prefer the fact that the referees go with A, their original decision, and B, that every piece of falling over is not necessarily punished. We've learned we should be learning a lot from what we saw. I think was a vastly improved referees' performance. Not everyone, but most of them across the board from the Euros. I think it's kind of understood that referees' performances have not been brilliant. VAR has been an absolute farce at times. And if we can have a bit more of a light touch, you know, yes, it means that the Albion concede a goal in 2 minutes, but let's not have it every time someone sort of, you know, goes over or gets a hair out of place or pretends to be Jack Grealish that they have to fall over.
Yeah, and all you do is you pick yourself up and you go and win the game, and that's what Brighton did. And two goals in the last 20 minutes, you know, very close together. I think shows a good amount of belief, I would say, in the squad. And also, I mentioned the squad there, a bit of impact from a few players off the bench as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there is a certain concern from certain quarters in the Albion faithful that because we haven't really massively improved on our squad, that, you know, that there's I've seen the words arrogant and lazy, and that there's a lack of ambition from Tony Bloom. And I think, hang on a second, we're 400 million quid in hot to him, so let's not get too excited about him being arrogant and lazy. I think that Graham Potter has actually realised that he has the squad that he needs, and bringing on McAllister and Moda the way he did and the way they affected the result in the end kind of implies that he has this squad that is flexible enough, and that he has a playing style that's flexible enough, that so many players can play in different positions and do the job that's absolutely necessary. Yeah, we've talked on the Anfield Wrap many times before about getting a striker in, but I think for me it's about getting the service in as well, and that is always needed to improve. So, you know, yeah, it wasn't a brilliant first half, but it's never, you know, it's never doom and gloom until the final whistle goes. And the fact is that we did get the two goals. They were created and made by the substitutes. That's what the football is all about. And the squad itself, which has so much room for improvement from last season, I think that possibly the Potter's thinking is that actually I'd rather improve organically rather than having to keep spending money that, frankly, I'll say the club doesn't have, but if it doesn't need to spend, then shouldn't. We're not going to put ourselves in hock, you know, for the sake of this 30 million, this mythical £30 million striker, which may or may not do the business for us.